Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, The Chubby Gourmet. Chubby is a fellow MGTOW and has a YouTube channel where he travels all over the world to show you people's delicious recipes, as well as his own. Some of his dishes are simple to prepare and delicious, perfect for single meals. We can now leave the washing of dishes for the females. My favorite video is called The Secret of Beautiful Breasts. No, not these breasts, but these ones. So what are you waiting for? Check out Chubby's YouTube channel in the description. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, we have yet another woman that's dating while pregnant. But it's okay though, because she goes to church and maybe she wants you to think that she had an immaculate conception or something. But remember, it's really important that you don't waste her time, because from the looks of it, she's already wasting yours. Women like this already have Ray Ray or Pookie's seed in them, and they just need you to take care of the future felon that they're sporting in their belly. Moving on, we have another black woman, and this one is the super mayor that's spending lavishly while her town is in debt. People have criticized her, and she said that people are just attacking a black woman of power. How many times do we have to repeat this story? Person of color gets caught looting and pillaging and then cries racism as justification. But what are we supposed to say when Candace Owens, a black woman, is also criticizing her? Number three, we have a 27-year-old woman wanting her future husband to give her $120,000 because that's how much she heard one of her friends spent on her wedding. She wants to skip the wedding and she just wants the cash. But traditionally, the bride's family ends up paying for the wedding, so the future husband should technically be asking for that money instead. This guy just got the biggest red flag he ever needed in order to break off the engagement. Up next, this retired Australian couple booked 51 back-to-back cruises because it was way cheaper than a retirement home. Why wouldn't they? The food is better, it smells better, the staff doesn't beat you. There's also someone there to talk to, and the drinks package includes all the alcohol that you can drink. But most importantly, it's cheaper. This reminds me of the days I used to pay $30 a night for a semi-decent downtown Vegas hotel, until they added resort fees and parking fees. I'm sure the cruise lines will figure out a way to screw seniors like this out eventually. Number 5, we have this dude wondering why Ray Ray Jr. wasn't born with any gold teeth. She's probably telling him that their son is white because they had sex during the day and that's when they got pregnant. Doesn't this guy just look as happy as a neglected kitten in this photo? But seriously, this is weird. Usually this happens the other way around. The best part is him wearing the king shirt and the kid wearing the one that says prince. His shirt, though, should say king instead. Maybe he's more a father than a sperm donor. Moving on, we have 18-year-old Arthur, and he films his 36-year-old mother, Andresa, for her Lonely Fools page. I thought this was a fake story, but apparently it's true and they live in Brazil. He does it because he's probably into other dudes. But seriously, imagine watching your mom get railed by other guys. It makes me wonder about her past and her relationship with her father. If she's willing to do this and put her son through it. Then again, what father? Number 7, we have yet another crazy dating profile. This one is of Brianna and she's got 2 kids and herpes. But she's tired of playing games and doesn't just want another hookup. I'd say that I'd give her credit for being honest right away. But she's not showing us the kids, and it makes me think there's a good possibility that they're Africans. She would have been a 5 before those children. The kids take her down to a 3, and the herpes takes her down to a 2. Up next, we have Taylor Lorenz saying that Tucker Carlson is going to fail as a streamer because he doesn't have background music, catchy thumbnails, or video titles. Meanwhile, his Putin video got 160 million views. Women don't understand that it's not productive value for your videos, but content that's king. The lamestream media is out of touch with their audience. They're so used to being the only game in town that they don't know how to adapt to this new world. Number 9, we have Michelle writing this article asking the question if the cure to male loneliness is a group of racist friends. Meanwhile, there's an Asian guy and a guy with a darker complexion in that picture. I guess they're racists of different races. Why would a woman write something like this? Unfortunately for us, it's a fake article, and the original one is called "Is the Cure for Male Loneliness Out on the Pickleball Courts?" Moving on, Tolby is a trans man, and since transitioning, he's found that when someone doesn't actually like what he has to say, they'll shut him down by saying that he's mansplaining. But Tolby hasn't changed the way he explains things since that transition. Welcome to the real world, punk. When women are losing an argument, all they have to do is say, "You're mansplaining." Now we know one possible reason that Nora Vincent, the woman that lived as a man for a year, decided to end herself. Number 11, Stephen here has spent 24 years in prison for a crime he didn't commit. When he was exonerated and released in 2008, he received $6 million. Then his ex-wife, who divorced him while he was in prison, sued to get that money, and didn't get any of it. She didn't do the time, and yet she still wanted the cash. She abandoned her husband, the innocent man, and the legal system ruined his life. And now she wants to impoverish him and ruin him further. Up next, we have Sarah. She's 45 with two kids, and never exercises, while eating whatever she wants. What's her secret, though? There is none. Sarah is actually the woman in the upper right corner of this picture. She's also probably one of the reasons people are starving in Africa. Number 13, we have a Sun article with a single mother saying that she has no idea who her baby's daddy is, and doesn't know his name, and that there's no shame in that. Either she's too stupid to realize that one day, when this kid is in school, his classmates will find this story and laugh at him, or she's just looking for attention. Well, we definitely know that Tyrone is not the father. The kid looks disappointed already, though. Moving on, this single man went to Mexico and paid for surrogacy and brought this baby home, which is his own biological child. He's a proud single father. But there's a surrogacy concern Twitter account attacking men for doing this, saying things like, "A child deserves both parents." Tell that to all the single mothers out there. Feminists claim that they're fighting commercial surrogacy because it's exploitative and dehumanizing for women. Yeah, so is gold digging for men. But you don't see us complaining about it. What they're really fighting against is their own obsolescence. Number 15, I remember back in the 80s and 90s how being a Star Trek, Star Wars, and comic book fan made me a loser. But in the 21st century, the female chameleons pretend like they've always been fans when they would criticize you before. With all the tech nerds becoming billionaires, women are just waiting at the finish line and picking the winners, and pretending to be into the same stuff that you're into. Before smartphones, most women hated the internet, and my girlfriends would always get jealous of the time I spent on a computer instead of them. Up next, another thing we were told was for losers in the 80s and 90s was sitting too close to a television, which was supposedly going to ruin our eyes. Meanwhile, I'm surrounded by screens all the time around my face, and I'm perfectly fine. I still have 20/20 vision and don't wear glasses, well into my 40s, and have been in front of close-up screens my entire life. Not to mention how close Oculus Rift and Vision Pro are to our faces. Also, why does the guy in the bottom picture look like he's making a soy face? Number 17, we have an 18-year-old inexperienced guy that didn't know what to do when an 18-year-old woman invited him into her dorm room and was just lying there on her bed. When a woman welcomes you into her place, let alone her bedroom, it's quite obvious what she wants. But when no one in the world tells you this is how women operate when interested in you, you miss out on many great opportunities. I missed out on at least a dozen of them in my teens and 20s, and still regret it to this day. But then again, I'd probably be married right now if I acted out on them. Moving on, I ask everyone what this woman is doing. The correct answer is posing for a photo. Either that or fixing the thingy. Instead of what she's doing, I'm more concerned about her alien-like fingers. People think it's AI, but it's not. She has all the right digits in the right configuration. If we really want to know what she's doing, then we should ask this female mechanic. Number 19, in socialism, you line up for the bread, carrying bricks of money to pay for it. But in capitalism, the bread lines up for you, and you have to get into debt to buy it. In capitalism, man exploits man. In communism, the reverse is true. Ha ha. Actually, we've never tried true capitalism before because governments have central banks. And we will once AI starts producing everything in this world for a very cheap price, in addition to Bitcoin. But most importantly, to fix things, you have to fix the money. Scarce money creates an abundance in goods. Abundance in currency creates scarce goods. Up next, David says that the most frightening thing about the existence of the uncanny valley implies that at some point in our evolution, we were afraid of something that looked human but wasn't. To be fair, there were multiple hominid species that we ate or ended most of them, so that's probably it. Number 21 is Jessie, and she's a girl with daddy issues. She's detransitioning. She was born female, then became male, and now she's female again. Detransitioning YouTube channels have become popular in recent years. She says that she has flaws. I'll let you figure out what those might be. Who wants to date her and deal with the possibility of infertility, and now if you go swimming with her, she's just going to look like Elliot Page with bangs. Moving on, we have a news report in Canada where the cops are saying they don't know if their suspect is male or female, despite having semen as evidence. Men can have periods just like now women can have semen. Women can also impregnate other women, like this trans prisoner who impregnated two female inmates in New York State. Before the cops in Canada jump to any conclusions, they need to do a prostate exam on that female suspect first. Number 23, if you fight against a bully in self-defense, quite often the principal will suspend you. It's like they expect you to take it or something. That kept happening to me in grade school, so I just became clever about it. Like sitting next to the door of the class and then sneaking out a few minutes before the class had ended. In the end, I ended up telling my teacher, and she always let me get away with it. If fighting back doesn't work, then sometimes diplomacy with the school faculty is the key. One time I was home free and I could escape from a bully out in the playground, but I turned around and let him take me down. Many years later, he kept asking me the question, why did I do that? It didn't make any sense to him, I could have gotten away. My subconscious did that to mess with his head. And I probably lived rent-free in it for the next decade or so. Up next, we have a TikToker shamed after being with 22 guys on a 10-day vacation to get back at her ex. This is one of the main reasons women love to travel. Looks like her ex won, as she damaged herself emotionally beyond belief. She looks so proud of herself now, but you just know that soon she's going to have that dent in her eyes, 1,000 eggplant stare. But she doesn't know it yet. Yet even with her history, I'm sure there's a simp out there ready to rescue her. Number 25 and the last one in India, couples spend 1/5 of their total lifelong earnings on their weddings. Indian weddings last for a week. Someone then responds by saying that Americans spend half their lifetime earnings on divorce. Of course, that's true only if you're a man and not a woman. No wonder lawyers and governments don't want bachelors to go their own way. The plan is to financially wreck you so you're not free and you're no longer a threat. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a thumbs up to help it reach more viewers. If you want the memes I can't show you on YouTube, then subscribe to me over at my X account where I post them ahead of time. Link is below. Also remember, I make these for free, so donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.